Congressman Dave Obie wrote the bill that funds the troops and sets a timetable for withdrawal. He is angry at the president's veto threat.
The president needs to stop his huffing and puffing and recognize he's no longer dealing with a rubber stamp Congress. He's not. There must be a compromise.
Compromise is not one of the priorities for Mike Miles, a Green Party activist who has been staging sit-ins at Obie's district offices. Miles met with Obie for an hour last week in Superior.
I really believe he wants the war to be over. I mean, I sincerely believe that.
But Miles wants more than Obie can deliver. He wants the troops home immediately. He says that the war is playing right into the terrorists' hands.
Al-Qaeda recognizes that if they can tangle us up in the ways that we're tangled up, there's a whole economic house of cards that's all in place with energy, with housing, with debt. And if we can get tangled up in this war and keep throwing money at this war, the whole country is going down the skids.
Obie also paints a bleak picture of the future.
And I am of the firm conviction that the only range of choices we have are those that lead us either to a disaster or a catastrophe. I think that's the best that we're likely to do in Iraq. I wish I thought otherwise, but I don't.
And Obie says he can't predict what Congress will do if the president follows through with his veto. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.